The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
Okay, so in the studio we have Natasha Armstrong, we have Tessa Snart, the return of Hannah Brown as well, but only for an hour before she's Harry Potterizing again. I know, it's strange.
Sad to leave you.
Don't worry, all will be well, because you get a chance to obviously touch base with Kaylee Umfraville, who has actually been taking on the role of Hannah Brown in previous weeks. So Kaylee is welcoming here and doing marvellous things from a completely different course as well. It's great stuff. Kaylee's friend Holly, who normally actually accompanies, is next door at a movie screening festival. This camo is one of the reasons why we like to sort of set the scene. Martina Vieca, Lord knows, probably somewhere lost in Stettin somewhere. It's just, don't know, maybe it's a line from that point of view. But camo in Nashville, having just sweated through an outstandingly wonderful recording of Volume 6 of Sound and Country Vision. How does it feel to be back live with Lincoln's first community radio station?
It's like deja vu all over again.
I know, it's that kind of strange and bizarre and surreal experience. I asked Tessa, had she been listening to the show in her absence? Of course not. Why would she? Other things to do, people to actually sort through, another aspect. Hannah, I don't even sort of put that in. Natasha's been back since Christmas. She's gone through the whole thing. Only missed one. Never mind, it's February now.
Dedication.
Happy New Year, Hannah. Chinese, obviously. It's good stuff from that point of view. But Camo, your musical choice that you've brought along today, is it a tribute to Dolly Parton, or is it simply a case of assuming, and we can actually ask Natasha and Kaylee and Tessa and Hannah, do women talk about blokes when they're on their own? I don't know. You know, it's because in film studies, you would actually say that's the Bechdel test. You know, if you have two women talking together, if they can't talk about anything other than blokes, then they fail the Bechdel test, you know. But maybe we're not going to go into that. Would you like to introduce your first piece of music, which may or may not be related to Dolly Parton?
If you check out the interview on our YouTube channel, on the National Access YouTube channel, and while you're there, subscribe to it. I interviewed Stephanie Quayle a couple of weeks ago, and we got talking about this song. And this is a song that she figures she's going to be singing 50 years from now, because it's one of those kind of career anthem type of songs. And I asked her in the interview, you know, is this a tribute to Dolly? And she said, well, it's actually a tribute to all of the great, groundbreaking, legendary women of country music, Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, all of those people. And if you watch the interview, you'll see Stephanie perform this song live and acoustic, and it's a really neat version. But this is the one that she released, and it's a great song. We really like it a lot. She was our National Access Super Pick of the Week last week, and we're proud to bring her to you today. This is Stephanie Quayle and Drinking with Dolly on Siren FM.
Sometimes I think I was born too late, came into the world in the wrong decade. I swear if I could, I'd go back to the good old days. Buy me a 69 Cadillac, a Coke in a bottle and a new eight-track, and sing every word of Harper Valley PTA. Oh, if I could hit rewind, go drinking with Dolly after the Opry, pour one for Tammy too. Put on my rhinestones, paint up my nails, kick up my dancing shoes. Hey there, Loretta, put a quarter in the jukebox, we'll sing along with you. And talk about men, cause that's what women do. Share a few secrets and a cigarette, say a few things that we might regret. Tell like it is, three chords in the cold hard truth. I'd bet they'd have a little advice to share, how to tame my man and tack up my hair. She might as well look good while you're out paying your dues. Oh, if I could turn back time, I'd go drinking with Dolly. Put on my rhinestones, paint up my
my nails, kick up my dancing shoes. Hey there, Loretta, put a quarter in the jukebox. We'll sing along with you and talk about men, 'cause that's what women do. Oh, I bet we'd have a real good time drinking with Dolly after the Opry. Pour one for Tammy too. Put on my rhinestones, paint up my nails, kick up my dancing shoes. Hey there, Loretta, put a quarter in the jukebox. We'll sing along with you. We'll raise up a glass, wish Patsy could be here too, to talk about men, 'cause that's what women do.
Tessa, you are the official Siren country music expert when it comes to sound and country vision, obviously. What are your views on Stephanie's work there?
I thought that was really, really good. I loved all the instrumentals and everything. Yeah, I think she's done a good job.
She sort of ends up sort of sprawled on a white carpeted floor.
I like the piano.
With the radio in the background. And the piano's good as well. Yeah. Exactly. But she's using different devices as well now to access things. So traditional radio and...
Modern country.
Modern country, modern clearly. Country. But that's not
going to... It's funny, the interview with that was really fun, because at the end of it, she said, we got talking about stuff, and she said, this is the first time I've ever done an interview and not had my gun with me. And I said, well, I've got mine. And so we used the same kind of gun. And it's like, well, let's go to the range and we'll do some shooting. So Stephanie and I have a shooting date coming up. So that's
good. Yeah,
cool.
I mean, it's so wonderful. Yeah. I mean, how often I've said, you know, if you're coming into the Siren Studios for the midweek drive, make sure you ride shotgun and have one with you.
Bring
yeah.
your gun. Bring your gun to you.
Party on down.
But that we mean, we mean water gun by that, right? We're not being bringing firearms here.
Well said, Hannah. Well said. Exactly. Or tasers, perhaps. Either of those two. Could be useful if guests get out of control. You
yeah,
know?
I mean, it can get unruly yeah. in here.
However, at the end of the day, that will not cut any mustard or indeed ice if Kaylee Umfravel says, Stephanie Quayle, meh. Stephanie, what did you, or rather, Kaylee, what did you make of Stephanie Quayle?
I thought it was beautiful. I really liked it. Very sweet.
And Kaylee's got an American mother from Vermont as well. So there we
wow.
are. She brings her guns to the party.
No,
let's not go there, because we're not going to supermarkets to pick up one at the same time. Natasha.
Yeah, no, I recognise that sort of classic kind of Dolly-esque kind of country woman in there. And it was just, I thought it was such a lovely tribute to everyone who's ever contributed.
And well, of course, drinking with Dolly as opposed to shooting with Dolly.
We actually recorded the interview on Dolly's birthday, which was pretty neat. So we wished Dolly a happy birthday. She didn't say anything back, but I assume she said nice things about it.
What else could you actually say? I mean, genuinely just wonderful stuff. News from Anna Lewis in Jersey. She's on a diverted bus journey home, and her phone has very little battery. You might have to pass today. It's okay, Anna. Never mind. Very little battery.
First one back, diverse. And I don't get to speak to Anna.
Sorry, you know, she's been here for previous weeks, so yeah, has asked regularly after
here.
Good self. That ain't successfully. Stephanie's, or rather, Stephanie, Kaylee's first show. It's all right, Kaylee, I'll remember your name again
it's
this week.
It's okay, I understand.
Kaylee's first show, she introduced her to the joys of cabbage sticks.
Okay.
Check out the podcast.
Yeah, I will.
Hannah Brown, do you think that Stephanie Quayle's Drinking with Dolly could suit the next incarnation of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? Thinky soundtrack here.
Oh, possibly. Mm. We'd have to find out what's happening in the film to see if there's a moment that could fit.
Always drop in some Stephanie Quayle, surely. It's
that
obviously
right? Wait and see.
Quayle not in the sort of teeny tiny birds that you shoot.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, no.
Because it's even more
However,
of a...
However, her fans are called Flock of Quail.
I saw you did that.
I like that. That was very good.
Could be seagulls, but no, Flock of Quail. That's right. I think we should get Cameron on the case of inviting Stephanie on the show. What do you think, Tessa?
I think so, definitely. I'd like that.
Natasha?
Yeah, I think that'd be really interesting.
Kaylee?
Yes, please.
And Hannah?
Yep.
Are you up for that, Camo? Establishing connection between Stephanie
and
she can bring a gun as well. I mean, if she wants,
that's fine.
We don't mind. We're quite happy. We're separated by a country, so and the Atlantic Ocean. So what's good with the world? It's great stuff. It'll be split. By the way, who won the shooting contest? Out of interest,
we haven't gone yet because it's funny because she lives kind of right downtown in this good range, right close to that, and there's one out here where we live that's really good too. So we're trying to figure out where to go.
Essentially, you've got the headphones on, you've got the two-handed hold. It'd be just like an episode of NCIS in Nashville, really. In fact, NCIS Nashville. NCIS New Orleans.
What we may do is a Facebook Live while we're shooting.
That would be very interesting to watch.
And it could end in tears, but never mind.
It'll be funny because neither one of us will be able to hear each other because you have to have the ear protection on inside the range. So it'll be an experiment, and we'll bring it to you.
And that's what we call pushing those boundaries of radio.
Yeah.
Kaylee Emperville is going to actually step into a whole new area now because she's got 1, 2, 3 seasoned midweek drivettes to actually critically comment on how she delivers these last two questions. No support from Holly, but, you know, Kaylee, go for it, my girl. Take it away.
Did you enjoy your time with us?
Nice.
Yes, I did.
And will you be joining us next week?
Yep, I'll be here.
Awesome.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sighs. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl's gonna stay for more than just a day. I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining on me, sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay. For more than just a day. For more than just a day. Well, I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless and my fingers fold around it like a glove. I
just can't help believing. She smiles and whispers magic, and her tears are shining on me, sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay.
This time the girl is gonna stay.
For more than just a day.
Brown, historic Harwich heroine and hyperbolic midweek drivette.
Yes, we've waited a whole 2 months nearly to actually play that again, because it's always pointless playing the jingle when you're not actually around to appreciate it.
Yeah, I missed it.
it's important. Don't worry, Tessa, you'll get yours during the course of the production.
Okay.
Jingle, that is.
Mind.
Marvellous. And we haven't even done one for William Coles as yet. You know, you think of the greats, you think of William Sitwell, you think of William Shatner, and you think William Coles there sitting waiting for the call last week, which never came because some oik from the production team and presenter had written down the wrong number. William, it's shocking, isn't it, really? It's unbelievable.
I was distraught. I actually thought you were dead. I thought that was the only explanation I thought.
Yeah. Well, you should have been listening online and you might have concluded, yeah, he is dead after all. It's just a zombie broadcasting to us. It's all right. It's, you know, 20 past five on the 1st of February 2017. Is it Groundhog Day today or is that tomorrow?
Groundhog
Day. It's Punxsutawney Pete. He sneaks his little pellets out, and if he goes back in again, it's going to be more 6 more months of winter, or 8 more weeks of winter, or something. It's
okay.
Groundhog Day.
This is going over my
head.
All
too, do you know, William, they're all too young to remember Groundhog Day with Bill Murray.
Well, that's a shame. It's a classic.
Exactly. You know, if only for the Sonny and Cher number. I Got You, Babe.
Oh, no, I would not... Yeah, I've not seen that film. I know what you're talking about, the film, but I have not seen it.
You're listening to in-depth discussion on movie classics with the Midweek Drivette team and so on.
They're sounding like they're talking to their granddad who's in the care home.
Yeah, well, better than robots, I suppose. Maybe they are. A thought that I was sharing with some of my Level 3 English people today. What happens if robots replace care assistants as well? So, well, that can't be good. Anyway, thank you very much. Let us move on, because actually, Katie, you have seen Groundhog Day, haven't you?
I have.
Marvellous, and we'll probably see it again. That's the beauty of Groundhog Day. But were you around when we first spoke to William Coles about his Mongol Derby? And his research about this Genghis Khan Mongol and the Mongol horse race that he's looking to actually take part in the very near future as a possible rider or researcher and so on. Does that strike a bell or a chord?
Yes, I remember. You showed us the video of it.
I did indeed. Yes, I shared.
I didn't see this.
Just to sort of set the scene, Kaylee is currently speaking to us from behind the television set, so it's almost like, you know, is there anybody there? It's all great. It's fine. Anyway, for the benefit of Natasha, who I don't think you were around for Mongol Derby.
No, I don't think I saw a video.
You were doing work placement.
Yes, I was.
It was the week of work placement. Tessa... happy stuff in Peterborough, nothing else really. And what was going on in Harwich at that time, I really don't know. So perhaps you'd like to share with us, whilst I might even try and pull the video up in a few moments, what exactly this Mongol Derby is all about, William.
It is the greatest and toughest horse race on earth. It's well over 500 miles in Outer Mongolia through the steppes of Mongolia. And the race is following the route, the sort of postal route that Genghis Khan's messengers used to ride 1,000 years ago. And it's 50 miles a day, and you're on 2 horses a day, so 25 miles for each horse. They're pretty frisky, these horses, quite wild. So you've got to be an excellent horseman and or woman, because the last winner last year was a woman. And you've got to be pretty hardy, because you're in the saddle for nearly a couple of weeks.
We see, it's no guided tour or pony trek. There's no marked course, no packed lunches, no shower block, no stabling. That's the whole point. It's just you, your team of horses, and 1,000 kilometres of Mongolian wilderness. This strikes me, Hannah, as the sort of thing that Lincoln might have been sold to you when you were thinking about coming up to Lincoln in Harwich, really. It's just you, your team of horses, and 1,000 kilometres of Lincolnshire wilderness.
Well, Lincoln does have horses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I found them early on.
Yeah. And possibly a GPS. The course consists of 25 ertus. Ertus. Now, an ertu is not a Chas and Dave routine that went back in the day, although I'm sure I didn't know why I actually made that reference, because they probably haven't heard of Chas and Dave either. Well, but never mind. Have you heard of Chas and Dave?
Yes.
Good.
Gotcha. Just ring a bell, to be
exactly.
Honest.
Anyway, ertus are horse stations where you swap horses and refuel. Because it wouldn't be fair, obviously, on the horse if you rode the same horse throughout the Mongol. Well, you change.
So it's kind
exactly.
of like. Relay.
Relay. Yeah.
It is.
Relay of horses.
You must change horses at every station and deliver your mounts to their destination in mint condition.
Oh.
But how you navigate between them is where your adventure begins. There are many months spent designing and testing the Mongol Derby en route, or indeed en route, making sure there's enough water available for horses, enough goosebumps for the riders, and that it will deliver the greatest equine adventure in the world. Now, I would have said, no, there's a better chance of Hades freezing over than me actually taking part in the Mongol Derby. But what has appealed to your good self? Is it once again, Bill, this notion of you thinking, I am a researcher as well as a novelist, and this is where I put my journalistic skills to their ultimate test?
Yeah, that's partly it. The fact that no one's ever heard of it, let alone done it. But what I particularly like is doing things that I am useless at. And I am really, really bad at riding. So rather than just thinking, oh, I could go in for a simple little race like man versus horse in Wales, I was thinking, no, why not aim for the top? Why not aim for the Mongol Derby?
Hannah, are you a rider of horses?
I know how to ride. I used to have horse riding lessons when I was younger, yes, but
so
not for a little while.
I mean, you can still apply for the 2017 Mongol Derby. So, you know, I'm thinking...
I think you should do
it. It's a way of sort of stepping into your third year, you know, second year to third year.
Yeah.
Classic, I mean, we've got a line from one of the contestants, Claire Tweenlow, in 2013. I did get bucked off and lost my horse, my saddle, my bridle, my kit and my sleeping bag 2 days ago, and I haven't had any kit since then. I'm a bit of a mess, but I'm over the moon. We pushed so hard to get to this point, and I'm proud of myself. It's just amazing. I'm really happy. There have been so many highs, they outweigh all the low points. Doesn't really sell it to me somehow.
No, I mean, I'm very in awe of the people who are actually going and doing this, because it sounds very impressive, but I can't see myself going to do that anytime soon.
Chloe Philip Harris, back in 2013, I didn't come off, she says. I did ride one bolty horse when I was sick, and it bolted in the wrong direction for a few kilometres. And then I got chased by a pack of dogs, and I ended up jumping over two of the dogs. They got in front of us, and the horse just leapt over them, and I thought I was going to die at that point. So you didn't say... I mean, Natasha, that must surely appeal to your good self.
That sounds so much fun. That might just be me. I mean, everyone else is looking at me weirdly now.
Possible death on your holiday.
What else more could you want?
She is from Nottingham. Different line. Kayleigh, does this appeal to your good self?
I don't think it's for me. I don't think I could do that.
Possibly your mother, you know?
Maybe. She was horse riding.
The Mongol Derby is hell and amazing all at once. That's what I said at the beginning it was going to be, and that's exactly what it is. So, I mean, have you got your application in, Bill? Is it a case of, you know, it's all there? Are you in training? Because, you know, clearly you spent the last year sharing with us how you actually ran a one-person rickshaw through the streets of Edinburgh.
Cycled. The application is in the process of going in, and I have to be interviewed and all the rest. There is one big problem with my application, apart from the 8,000-9,000 quid that I'll have to spend on it, and that is that the rider and his saddle can only weigh 80 kilos because these horses are smallish. And that means that I'm going to have to lose quite a lot of weight if I'm going to do this thing.
No, just chop an arm off.
Quite a lot of weight.
Yeah. Chop an arm or a limb off and that'll be fine. You know, you just cut to the quick, basically, going from that point of view. I'm currently sharing the video now with the team who are seeing this recreation of Genghis Khan's. That's, of course, how they used to deliver post, which is very good. I feel they've got it too easy these days. 1,000 semi-wild Mongolian horses. That's what you need. The semi-wild always impresses me. So, all right, allowing for that, Bill, I mean, if worst case scenario you weren't able to actually take part of the thing, would you go over and support the whole process, or what's the intention? How do we map out 2017, you know, this year of the rooster that we've moved into?
Well, I mean, sponsored by Sarin, of course, I'd love to go out there. Might do it as a journalist, or I could just find some other tedious, painful activity to do this year. I mean, the reason that all your colleagues were not interested in this race is because they're not middle-aged. It only appeals to middle-aged men.
Oh, I don't know about Natasha,
actually. Meow!
And as evidence, may I provide?
The road to becoming a midweek drivette can be the road less travelled. A bit like travelling from Nottingham to Lincoln in the middle of winter. Thank goodness Natasha Armstrong has stayed the course and earned her stripes as a midweek drivette for the 21st century.
Exactly. So there we are. Which you know, it's old soul, young body. That's all. The old soul, young body. Anyway, sorry, carry on, Bill. I didn't want to interject on that line.
Yes. This sort of lunatic venture particularly appeals to middle-aged men going through their midlife crises. And if I can't do this one because I'm too fat, then I will find some other painful activity to take out my energies on.
Tessa, looking at the video, does it begin to sort of appeal to yourself?
Well, I like the scenery. It's peaceful, but I think what goes on... Hmm. I just saw a horse, kind of, somebody just fell off the horse and it was going crazy. So it could be a little bit dangerous, but I think you feel like you've completed something once you've done it. The sense of you've achieved.
Hannah, have we managed to change your opinion on the whole scenario?
Well, with footage of bucking horses, having fallen off a horse myself before, not quite.
Got to wear the helmet. That's the important thing. Make sure that you wear helmets because falling off horses does happen, and if you're not wearing protective headgear, you can cause brain damage, and that's not going to help at all. Anyway, that's the Mongol Derby. We can share a whole variety of other bits and pieces within that. Kaylee, would you like to ask Bill what life is like in Edinburgh, how he's surviving and thriving these days, and whether he has any advice in terms of, you know, this world that we're heading into in terms of, you know, changes across the country, the continent, and indeed the Sarin Studios?
There's a lot in there.
Yeah, I thought so. But I think Kaylee can come up with the goods because she's from Essex, Bill. She's from Essex, and you know that. So go.
Very good.
Yeah.
What's the weather up like there?
Nice touch.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I like that.
The word is dreek. It is grey and dull. And it's like this for months on end. You get used to it after a while. We have to have those special sun lamps in the house so that we can get our vitamin D.
Are you suffering from seasonally affected disorder? I mean, does that sort of impact, or is it a case of no, we're Scottish, we sort of
if you go out running or take any other sort of exercise like rowing, then you get your endorphins and that's fine.
And that ultimately is what it's all about, as we found out when we were speaking to an ace psychologist. Funny enough, if you're suffering, feeling under the weather with flu bugs and various other bits and pieces, a hug can be a lot better than a tablet or a screen machine to actually work through that. It overstimulates the mind, you see.
Are you saying, and I suppose sex would be up there as well?
I'm not going to comment on that at all because you've got all sorts of other issues within that. No, just keep it Teletubby-esque. You know,
I was just trying to be helpful.
No, precisely. Actually, one of the other sort of areas we were talking about are feline pet names, which again, particularly interesting because I know as a journalist you might well be aware of this: the quirkiest feline names from Britain's Best Cat Award. Featuring us on the programme tomorrow, but from last year's entrance into the nation's oddest cats, they are as follows: Shadow Kevin, Captain Cisco, surely a Deep Space Nine connection. Well, Emily's in Spain now, so who knows whether we'll ever hear from her again. Still,
yeah.
The very unusually entitled Spanker. Yeah, go out and say, come here, meow, Spanker, come here, meow. My own personal favourite, Sky Bizzle for Shizzle Burr.
Oh, that's a good name.
I like that.
That is good.
That's like what they named that ship, Boaty McBoatface.
Boaty McBoatface.
Yeah, that was the best name for a ship.
Sky Bizzle for Shizzle Burr.
That's brilliant.
And the number one, Bill, which you could actually write a book about in terms of the nation's oddest name cat, Delboy-a-Rooney.
Delboy-a-Rooney. What, so like Delboy from Only Fools and Horses
Delboy
and Rooney is in
Rooney,
football?
Presumably. Right. That's the
maybe there was like two people and they couldn't decide, so they just mashed it together.
Wow.
If you're looking for authenticity in this was actually developed by Andrew Collins, currently film editor of Radio Times, so he should know.
Mm. I thought these cat names were going to feature a whole load of cat puns, sort of names like Feline Good. And
that one's good.
Why would you name your cat Feline Good?
Some pun on Puss in Boots, but obviously not. Puss right. in Boots, eh?
If you want some pussy personas, you'll be pleased to know that today is the official opening day for entries into the annual Britain's Best Cat Awards. The ceremony is held at the Savoy. Cats aren't actually invited to that, so they send in a lot of cat videos, so you regularly get I'm sorry, I couldn't be there to collect
the
award.
Cats can't come, but it's about cats.
I know, it will be cat carnage. Central London, the Savoy, cats. It's not going to work. But
what's
the
what's the quirkiest competition happening in Lincoln then? What should we be looking forward to this year?
Well, I think Tessa's already called it. It was last year's Bake Off, clearly, which we might have this year's Bake Off. We might
even
have
an Easter Bake Off.
It was phenomenal, exactly. In fact, I'm amazed that we haven't already been contacted to set up a series.
And where's purchased the television deal?
Where's Mary Berry?
I know. Just when you think she's actually there. But away from Bake Offs, you'd be pleased to know that the five categories you can... Do you have any cats, by the way, Bill, or is this a pointless exercise from yourself?
I've got three goldfish.
almost.
Would your goldfish have actually followed the path of last year's winner, entitled Tink? Tink actually took the prize of National Cat of the Year after she woke her owners to raise the alarm as a fire engulfed the family home.
Aww.
Hero cat, cats that save the day. Most caring cat, cats that positively impact a person's health or well-being. Forever friends, tales of friendship between children and cats. Outstanding rescue cat, and the Purina Better Together celebration of the special bond that transforms and enriches the lives of both felines and humans.
Exactly.
Sounds like one of those adverts from the Truman Show.
You may well be citing 90s movies starring Jim Carrey in which the whole thing is revealed to be an untruth and unreal, but, you know, maybe not. It's a different line entirely.
Another film they haven't seen.
I've seen that one. Yes, I have seen that one.
Yes, you see, they're on the case.
They've all seen the Truman Show.
So there we are. It's just Groundhog Day. Because the Truman Show was a 90s movie, Groundhog Day was an 80s movie, like Ghostbusters and Big Trouble in Little China. Never mind. We'll be speaking to socially conscious songwriter Alan Parry from Liverpool. I always went to Alan Parry's socially conscious songwriter. He's got his latest release, Dig Boys Dig, coming up after the Siren News in a wee while from now. Graham Harper will be joining us as well. And Gemma Joy, who was a midweek driver back in the last century, actually. She's gone on to become a Gizmo correspondent and all sorts of things. Phil Leonis should be with us as well. But we have to plug something, Bill, which I know you'd be keen to actually work on, because coming up very shortly we've got the SF event in Scarborough. It's the Scarborough... No, it's not Scarborough. We haven't got a Scarborough. Southampton. I knew there was an S in there. And I promised Larry Nemechek and Patty Yasutake that we would actually promote the science fiction ball in Southampton, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. Are we a week and a half's time, actually, from now? So that's it.
Right, you sure it's not Skegness? That also begins with an S.
You're in love with Lincoln, aren't you, really? As are we all, because aren't they doing so well until, of course, Burnley will beat them in the next round of the FA Cup. But never mind. You know, that's the whole sort of system that's actually there. Total positivity. That's our motto. Bill, would you like to actually ask Hannah what event she's going to be getting up to with her Harry Potter scarf and her Harry Potter recording equipment and her Harry Potter cameras that she's actually got upon her person, and that means she won't be able to speak to Graham Harper, Gemma Joy, or Phil Linus, or probably even Alan Parry, because she'd be basically see ya, wouldn't want to be ya to the rest of the Midweek Drive team as she goes off into a whole range of areas, possibly coming back tomorrow morning, but we don't know. It's over to you, Bill.
Are you going off to a spell off to cast spells that other people like Harry and Draco used to do?
It's not a dueling club, no. I'm going to play Quidditch.
Quidditch? I've played sort of Quidditch at that castle, Annick Castle.
Yeah.
And had flying lessons as well. Is that the sort of thing you're doing?
No, we're going to be playing the actual sport because there are people who've converted the Quidditch fictional game into an actual sport that is played worldwide.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
There's National Cup.
Will it one day be in the Olympics?
Well, I can tell you my brother definitely hopes so, and I think it'd be really interesting. It's a very fun game.
Okay, how do you get around? Are you chucking the ball at each other, or...?
Yeah, you chuck... So obviously you have the quaffle, and the chasers will throw that to each other. You do have a broomstick. You can't drop that broomstick. And then you have the beaters who have bludgers. And if you get hit by a bludger, then you have to run back to your hoops and run back. And obviously the aim of the game is to score throwing the quaffle through the hoops. And
is she still speaking English? Sorry.
You
need to read Harry
snitch.
Potter.
Language.
Yeah. The snitch is a person with a belt, and attached to it is like a tennis ball inside a sock, so a bit tag rugby there. And they run around, and the seekers have to go and pull the tennis ball and the sock off of them.
All right. Well, I'd like to have a go at this game.
Yeah, you see?
It's good fun.
Quidditch, not simply a game for midlife people having crises.
No, they're setting up a Premier League for it and everything.
In fact, I'm thinking, Hannah, you could be the useful contact here if Bill is worried about possibly meeting the weight requirements for the Mongol Derby. And other issues, maybe you could actually offer him that equally challenging and possibly even safer but still thrilling experience of Quidditch, as a way forward. Yes.
Quidditch is very, you do a lot of running, especially as the chaser, so it's great exercise. Yes, lots of running.
Okay.
But good fun.
I can do lots of running. And it sounds like it's a mixed-sex sport as well, which is brilliant.
Yeah, and in the rules, it says that you have to have a certain number of males and females in each team, so it's the most gender-equal sport there is.
Okay. Next time I'm down.
Interesting fact of the day.
And that's just one of the reasons why...
Hannah Brown just took a bus out of town.
But I'm hoping that you'll stick around.
Very good. Our Phil Lynn is currently enjoying the Los Angeles Breakfast Club and has just launched a new series of Los Angeles Breakfast Club podcasts, which are absolutely outstanding. And just in case, Bill, you thought we'd forgotten...
Clinton has now officially been put on the broadcasting map, with Tessa Snart taking midweek drivette duties to a whole new level.
Don't worry, William and Kaylee. One day you too will actually have your own jingles and idents. You know, it'll manifest itself.
You've been promising me that for years.
I didn't say when, I just said one. It'll manifest. It will work through. It'll open up into a whole range
of things. It's like waiting for Godot.
Oh, yeah. just think of the joy when it finally arrives. That's the key sort of classic line. It's very important. Anyway.
They'll be playing it at my funeral, won't they?
Oh. That was very sad.
You can tell that it's the beginning of February because you seem to have the blues. The way you're talking, William.
We're drinking a lot up here. Who are these weirdos who have dry January in the most miserable month of the year? It's crazy, but anyway.
That's true.
Now I can go to the pub. My mates can actually come with me and they can drink too. It's no fun going to the pub and watching them drink orange juice.
And on that point, to actually take us up to the news from the Siren News team, Natasha, would you like to put those last two questions to Bill Coles, or would you, given that she's leaving us, prefer to hand the honour over to Hannah? Obviously, she will return, but obviously not today.
If Hannah would like to.
I will.
Don't
ask
fight, girls. We need to obviously.
We'll just fight over.
The Rolling Stones are coming in, so
just
ask the questions, yeah?
We could do one each.
Okay, we'll do one each.
You do the first one, I'll do the second.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening, William?
I have absolutely loved it, but then I always do.
And will you be joining us again soon?
Just as soon as Alex gives me a call.
Childhood living is easy to do. The things you want to hear.
there.